Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Oh, I'm not crying. No, there's just a little bit of dust in my eyes from the path that you made.
What did Mark Twain say? Man is the only animal that cries or needs to. And apparently John Boehner, the Speaker of the House, needs to more than most of us.
Listen, I hold these values dear because I've lived them. I've spent my whole life chasing the American dream.
There he goes, breaking down there, talking about chasing the American dream. Well, he's not alone. Men cry, women cry, and crying itself is a very interesting physiological transformation of the entire body that doesn't involve just the emotions. And here to talk about it is Pam Beluck, science writer for our partner, The New York Times. So good morning, Pam.
Good morning.
And Pam Beluck, I butchered your name right there. Are you crying over that?
Oh, I think I'll be all right. Thanks.
All right, great. First of all, tell us what this new research says about the significance of that transformational moment when you go from, you know, not breaking down to breaking down.
Right. Well, the interesting thing about this research is that the scientists were trying to figure out whether tears send some sort of chemical signal, almost like a pheromone, to other people, so that without the sort of visual cue of watching somebody's face, is there something also being transmitted through tears that causes us to react in a different way? And it suggests, what they found suggests that, yes, it does. What they did is they took, for the moment, women's tears, and they isolated them, so they were in just sort of very clinical, you know, vial,
right.
And put them on a pad and fixed it below men's nostrils. Then, you know, they did a variety of tests to see what the effect was on men, and they found, to their surprise, that it had no effect on making the men sadder or making them feel more empathetic, but it did decrease their sexual arousal. And they confirmed this in a whole number of different ways, including testosterone levels dropped, and brain imaging showed that brain areas that are usually affected in sexual arousal were less affected. So it's really quite a fascinating finding.
So crying is a turnoff?
Apparently so.
Huh.
Apparently so. And you know, nobody knows why this would be the case. If you try to think evolutionarily, you know, what would be the reason, it's not entirely clear. One of the lead researchers theorized that it might have to do with the theory that women might be more emotional during their menstrual cycle, and that's not a good time for them to sort of procreate. So maybe this is some signal like that. But I talked to other researchers who said, wait a minute, let's not go there. It could be a way to try to encourage a man to be less aggressive toward a woman who's, you know, vulnerable or weakened by her emotional state. It could actually have nothing to do with the sort of sexual effect. That could just be an ancillary effect.
Sure.
And this could have many more kind of larger or more fundamental effects that we just don't know about yet.
Well, Pam Beluck, science writer for our partner, The New York Times, they had some trouble, the scientists, getting men to participate. Maybe Boehner's available, eh?
They're looking for some good male criers, so.
Thanks so much.